manager of that place, if you've not heard of this.
Right over at the Crossing.
Yep, Village at the Crossing. Get into that next. All right, we'll get to our winner. Stand by, ESPN 93.5. Check our Fox News. It's Thursday, January 11. Glad you're along. It's Diane. I'm Stevie J, and it's 8 o'clock. You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
He keeps tweeting about that dossier about him. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Trump writing it's discredited and phony and paid for by Democrats.
People continue to talk about the 2016 election in light of the dossier, in light of this ridiculous concocted Russian collusion delusion.
Counselor to the President, Kellyanne Conway, testimony from Fusion GPS, which produced the dossier, states their research corroborates info the FBI already had from a Trump insider. Democrats say Republicans are trying to undermine the special counsel's investigation. And the president also brought up the dossier in a tweet about a vote in Congress today. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, President Trump suggested the FBI may have used a government spying program known as FISA Section 702 to snoop on his campaign. The tweet contradicts a statement from the White House last night, which urged the House to reject an amendment that would weaken the program. FISA Section 702 allows the government to spy on foreigners overseas. In some cases, Americans have been caught up in surveillance efforts. The House will vote on legislation extending the program for another 6 years. Republican Rand Paul, a known privacy hawk, is threatening to filibuster in the Senate. Dave.
Rachel, they'll dig for more victims today in knee-deep mud in Southern California.
It's my mom, and I'm fighting with all my heart to find her.
17 people remain unaccounted for. 17 others died. The mud that cascaded down was full of boulders and trees, damaging or destroying hundreds of homes and cars. 7-Eleven has terminated licensing agreements to some franchises after immigration agents raided nearly 100 7-Elevens across the country, arresting at least 21 people.
We're going to increase worksite enforcement across the country to remove another magnet, reason for people coming to this country illegally.
Tom Holman is acting director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Walmart joins the list of companies paying workers bonuses after getting a big tax cut. They'll each get $1,000. Walmart is the U.S.'s largest employer in private and is raising its starting salary to $11 an hour. Fox News, fair and balanced.
Ever had an obstructed view at a show or an event?
Amazing. I can't see around this concrete column.
That's what it's like relying on checking your credit to protect you from identity theft. You get a limited view.
She looks beautiful.
Who looks beautiful?
You might detect credit changes, but you can miss threats, like someone getting an online payday loan in your name or selling your personal information on the dark web.
Did you see that?
See what? The concrete?
With LifeLock, you can see more. We use proprietary technology to detect a range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, a U.S.-based identity restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock can alert you to threats you could miss.
Told you this was worth seeing.
You are killing me.
Memberships start at $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Now get 10% off. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code NEWS. That's promo code NEWS. LifeLock. More detection, more protection.
Daryl Issa is the latest member of Congress who's ready to go back home to California, announcing he won't seek re-election. At least 30 House Republicans will leave. 3 GOP senators also not running in 2018, the most departures in one party since 1994.
Among the dozens of GOP lawmakers who say they're not running again include 7 current committee chairs, including former chairwoman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Eliana Ross Layton of Florida, who offered this assessment.
You see the future, and it ain't pretty.
But House Judiciary Chairman Bob Gillette of Virginia, who is also retiring this year, tells Fox News at night the GOP's tax overhaul could turn that tide.
Every party needs to take the next election very seriously, but I think that this Republican Party is starting to catch a wave in its favor, starting with the tax cuts.
In Washington, Sean Lantel, Fox News.
There are at least 14 Democrats in the House not planning to seek re-election this year. A sex scandal in Missouri starring the state's governor.
Missouri Governor Republican Eric Greitens and his wife putting out a statement Wednesday night saying there was a time when he was unfaithful in our marriage. This was a deeply personal mistake. Eric took responsibility. That statement released after a local TV station, KMOV, reported that Greitens had a sexual relationship with his former hairdresser. The station says the woman's ex-husband claims Greitens took naked pictures of her and threatened to make them public if she spoke about the affair. Greitens' lawyer says there was no blackmail. Jill Nato, Fox News.
There's news on the economy. No wholesale inflation last month. Producer prices declined 0.1%, led by cheaper food and lowering shipping costs. Also, there was a rise in first-time jobless claims last week, up 11,000 to 261,000. On Wall Street, stock futures rising modestly the day after the S&P 500 and NASDAQ declined for the first time this year. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Here is your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service. We've got just really mild conditions and rainy skies today. It's going to be 59. I mean, it's January 11, and we get a nice little break here, albeit rainy, but the snow, I can't see any snow. Even your ice pack stuff, I think, is pretty much melted. So 59 for today, and then we're going to be kind of blustery and a quarter inch of snow tonight, right? I mean, just going to be kind of winter again. Temperature going to drop down to what, 20s?
That's right. Man. Our low this evening at 20, 50% chance of blustery conditions, and 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. is when we have our winter weather advisory. Partly sunny by tomorrow, though, with a high 26, low 14, up to 21 Saturday, down to 5, 20 the high on Sunday. Starting out sunny, then snow likely in a low 15 on Sunday evening. Could see some snow coming into Martin Luther King, and as we get into next week, down into the single digits at night.
That's when U of I's back, too.
So 56 now.
Kind of a bummer. It's, you got to walk to class and all over campus.
Right.
Bill Harmon, you win, my friend.
Wonderful. I can't thank you enough.
Well, you get to sit at Legacy Club tonight. I got two of those for you, Bill. Any assessment on the Fighting Illini?
I'm exactly like you. I think if they're getting better and better, we're just all anxious to see it happen.
Yep. Process can be tough sometimes. Enjoy your seats, my friend.
Thank you so much. I can't thank you enough.
My pleasure, Bill. Winner of our Primo seats tonight, it's Bill Harmon.
Go Illini.
Of Urbana.
Beat Iowa.
I was down for that ball off Deion Sanders' shoulder game back in whatever year that was. Iowa Hawkeyes and, of course, Bruce Pearl and that whole history of taping Deion Sanders, getting us in trouble with the NCAA. Anyway, so we had this thing with Iowa in the late 80s, early 90s. It was just rabid. And so I used to work at the scores table. I was down there for the Iowa game, and the ball goes off Deion Thomas's shoulders into the basket. Game over. Buzzer hits. Iowa middle of the court, falling on each other. It's one of those heap of black, and it's all, oh, Iowa beats us by one. The game is a two-point game. But wait a minute. Hold on. Whoa. There's 1.5 seconds left. T.J. Wheeler on the baseline.
Yeah, baby.
To Andy Kaufman curling around a pick that Lou Henson had so masterfully drawn up. And I was right behind Andy when he shot the ball, and it looked perfect. It left his hand at 0.0, but it left, he pushed it off at 0.1. They looked at it over. Couldn't in a movie gotten it right.
Wow.
And the ball went through, nothing but net. And everybody was piled at mid, and it was Iowa, and it was since the NCAA. It was just an energy as one of the greatest. Anyway, it's Iowa, and Iowa and Illinois have had some classics, and they're just usually knockdown, drag out.
Now, I had this up for you twice, and I could not contain myself. Tony Clements twice had to pat me on the arm saying, okay, simmer down.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, especially in a situation like that, I guess it's the end of the game, so you're not a spotter anymore. Are you jumping up and down?
No.
Okay.
Did I root? Yeah. But actually, for that shot, I did stand.
Okay.
As the whole place.
Right.
On their feet.
Okay.
And then I looked over at Tony, the late, great Tony Clements, and
yes.
I said, was that a three?
Right.
And he just calmly nodded his head.
Exactly.
And going, we win by one. And Lou Henson, by the way, celebrated his 86th birthday yesterday.
Oh, congratulations, Lou.
Well, God bless Lou and Mary, and continued hopes that his health improves.
Yes.
For Lou Henson, Lou Henson Court, only one of two people to have two courts named in his honor. It's John Wooden and Lou Henson, Hall
That's
of Fame,
right.
Hall of Fame coach.
New Mexico State also honoring him, as he was a great coach there, too.
Yep. Okay, in Las Cruces, which is not that easy to get to. It's Paul DeYoung, Oster Mikado, Andrew Kisner, Randy Flores, and Alan Bennis, and Ricky Horton for our Cardinal Caravan tomorrow. It happens every year. Last year, we were so disappointed because we got the call, well, tonight, Thursday night, and they said bad weather. We're not going to put our guys in danger. It's icy. They canceled two or three of these caravans. And we were really bummed and disappointed, and plus to get the word out that quickly.
Once again, that was last year.
Last year. This year's a new year. Cardinals, of course, didn't have a great year last year. It's all because that darn caravan was iced out.
Dang it.
Anyway, we'll be back tomorrow with Paul DeYoung, who's an Illinois State graduate. And, you know, I'll play. I interviewed Ricky Horton, earlier in the week. I'm going to replay that tomorrow at 7:30 because I just thought he was really good. And so we'll hear from Ricky Horton about the St. Louis Cardinals. No news to report regarding, you know, any more players that the Cardinals are trying to sign to be competitive with the Chicago Cubs. But it's still a month to go before we get into the pitchers and catchers. So
one thing that stuck out to me with Ricky Horton was, you know, he was a player for the Cardinals mid-'80s into the 90s, and then took a year off or something, and then he started as the president of the St. Louis area FCA.
Yep, Fellowship of Christian Athletes is involved tomorrow with the ticket sales for the raffles. We do raffles, so any money, it's all free to get in, but if you want to buy a raffle ticket, I think it'll be $5 for six tickets or $10 for an arm length. You want to do the arm length and help Fellowship of Christian Athletes for $10. And all the monies go to them, Illini Land FCA. So the folks selling tickets will be athletes. So you'll get to meet some of these great athletes that are involved in FCA. So that's happening tomorrow, and that starts at 11 when you arrive. You can get there at 11 if you really want to be up close and personal. And we do have people coming at 11. They'll be decked in their red. And team will be introduced. I'll do the introductions tomorrow about noon. And then it'll go about an hour. We'll take questions from you. I'll be in the audience. We'll have a one microphone kind of in the middle, and you can come up and line up and ask questions of any of the Cardinals that are there. It'll be fun to talk to them. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm very happy to welcome gender equity specialist, award-winning entrepreneur, advocate for gender equity, author of Unlimited, Conquering the Myth of the Glass Ceiling, Dr. Courtney Baker. Courtney, how are you? Nice to meet you.
I'm good. Nice to meet you.
Keynote speaker. She travels all over the place. How often do you travel?
Gosh, it really just depends, but I can see it ramping up right now.
Mark Wahlberg got $1.5 million for all the money reshoot. I read this story. Michelle Williams was paid less than $1,000.
Right.
Is that because she's a woman or Mark Wahlberg has better people?
Well, it's negotiation skills for sure. And I don't think this is a specific gender equity example in Hollywood, because she told her agent, I will go anywhere, wherever, I will do whatever, just get this reshot without Kevin Spacey.
Right.
And he said, you want me? It's going to cost you. And so to the tune of $1.5 million, and they paid it.
Well, if she'd have said the same thing, she'd have gotten money. There's no doubt about it, because they needed her to do this. So it's just a question of you might put that in a mental note if you're a director or producer. Say, I want her next time. She's so easy to work with.
I don't think this will happen again.
Probably not. But as far as somebody that's committed, that seems to be really workable, I mean, you like people to work with. I mean, didn't Alex Baldwin get kind of blackball because he's a mess to work with? I mean, so
a diva.
You got that kind of stuff going on, but I don't know. Where are we? I mean, I sure don't look at women and say, gosh, oh boy, I get to pay them less. I don't think about that. I just think about how skilled are they and how good are at what they do.
Well, if you think about last year in 2017, Mark Wahlberg was the highest paid actor, and he made last year $68 million.
Ooh. Wow.
Whoa. Emma Stone was the highest paid female actress. She made $26
million. Oh, man.
And Emma Stone was...
So there definitely is an issue of gender disparity in Hollywood, but it's not just Hollywood. This is everywhere. Women still make about 20 cents less on the dollar than men do.
Okay. Well, I don't think that's right.
Well, I'm sure. I mean, they were speaking out about that at the Golden Globes, and, you know, equality was a big topic. What's your feeling about that? And did you watch the Golden Globes on Sunday night?
I did not. I was actually, so, but I did see Oprah's speech, but have you seen now Seal is coming out?
Yeah.
That's been crazy. So
yeah.
That's kind of fun to watch.
Now, Seal came out and said, what about Oprah's hypocrisy? All of a sudden you're part of the problem.
Yeah.
Now you think you're the solution. So he hit her pretty hard, I thought. And there's, you know, these pictures I mentioned the other day, and Courtney, you might have seen these, the pictures of Oprah cuddling up and kissing him and all that other stuff. And I just contend
with Harvey Weinstein.
Right. And cuddling up with Harvey, and I'm thinking, you know, in life we all know people that are kind of creepy, and you don't know but you kind of know. And so sometimes in business we kind of say, well, they're pretty good guys, but you spend a lot of money with your company. Okay, they're pretty. You justify based on their power and position. Isn't that true?
Well, I think, I mean, if it's as rampant as everyone is making it out to be, there's no way that Oprah did not know. The powerhouse of, you know, she can.
No question.
So I don't buy that, but, I mean, the whole, the foundation is we as women have got to learn that we deserve a seat at the table. And when we get that seat, we deserve a voice at the table. Because in my research, so many women talked about how they may have a seat at the table, but they didn't have the confidence to speak up at the table.
Mm.
And that right there is the issue.
Well, and I tell you what, we'll have a woman president at some point, and I'm all for the best person.
Yeah.
I'd have voted for Condoleezza Rice. I mean, there's some people out there. I don't care. What are you? I don't care if you're black. I don't care if you're Asian. I don't care if you're a woman. What you got? Show me. Let's go. I mean, Courtney, look at what you've done. I mean, you've accomplished amazing things in your life.
Well, thanks.
No, it's inspiring when you just don't give up. And you build up quite a business here, but you had to start from nothing.
Well, I'm a single teenage mom, so to go from there to Texas Businesswoman of the Year.
Unbelievable. That's incredible. And it's, I mean, your story is incredible. I wish we had more time to get into that, maybe another time, but how do people find you, Courtney, Dr. Courtney Baker? How do they find you?
At CourtneyBaker.com, and Courtney didn't, my mom didn't know how to spell it. It's C-O-R, no U, C-O-R-T-N-E-Y, Baker.com.
Listen, hope we can chat again sometime. Appreciate it. Congratulations on all you're doing. Your book, I presume, is on Amazon?
Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Yeah, thank you.
Welcome. Let's chat again sometime.
Sounds good.
Dr. Courtney Baker, Unlimited, Conquering the Myth of the Glass Ceiling is her name.
Okay.
At 8:17, ESPN 93.5, we jump to some sports headlines. I did watch the end of Michigan State over Rutgers. That was overtime at Rutgers. What? They used to be like, okay, let me wipe my feet on you, doormat.
Well, now, Michigan State, number four.
No, listen, this was at East Lansing. It was in Michigan.
Wow.
So, they had the game won. I mean, it was... Rutgers is way better than they used to be.
I heard that, I was thinking, do you take Michigan State down a couple of notches? Because, I mean, I know they won.
No, I mean, they won the game.
Okay.
So, but you lose it, they'd have dropped 10.
Right.
So it was, anyway, Rutgers, the point is Rutgers is way better than they used to be.
76-72 was the final in that game. Northwestern over Minnesota, 80-63. We had the Illinois ladies losing yesterday. The final was 80-72. Nebraska took that one. Illinois and Iowa tonight. We are both looking for our first Big Ten win. So let's see what happens. Starts at 7 o'clock tonight. And we just had Bill Harmon of Urbana as a winner of tickets here on ESPN 93.5. On to the NBA, Bulls over the Knicks in double overtime. 122-119 was the final. Miami Heat over the Pacers, 114-106. On ice last night, Minnesota over the Blackhawks, 2-1. Also trending is all 30 teams in the MLB starting up on the same day, which is March 29th.
Thursday. Yeah.
Wow. Florida Marlins and the Cubs at late morning, and then early afternoon will be the Cardinals and the New York Mets. So looking forward to carrying that either on ESPN 93.5 or US 105.9, your Cardinals and Cubs affiliate. And we also have something trending in MLB with the player agent Jason Woods, with Career Sports Entertainment, evidently filming clients while they were in his shower.
Pete's sakes.
So they are investigating that, and he has been let go.
All right, check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
We've got a high of 59. We're currently at 56. Breezy, some light rain, foggy conditions, 20 our low tonight. Blustery conditions coming our way. Winter weather advisory from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. But partly sunny tomorrow and cooler with a high 26, low 14. 21 the high on Saturday, down into the single digits, and then Sunday's high at 20. We're currently at 56 with the light rain and breezy conditions. ESPN 93.5.
All right, we're going to check our Fox Business Minute and be right back here on this Thursday morning, January 11. Good to have you along. ESPN, home of the Cardinals, 93.5. We'll return in a moment. 8:20.
From the Fox Business Network, Walmart is making changes to pass on some of its savings to employees following passage of tax legislation. The minimum wage at Walmart is going up to $11, starting with the February 17th pay cycle. Walmart's minimum wage is currently $10 for employees who have passed a training program. Walmart will also be sending out a one-time bonus of up to $1,000 for a worker with 20 years of service. Walmart is also expanding maternity and paternal leave benefits. Prices at the wholesale level declined in December. Producer prices slipped 0.1% last month. The decline is smaller than expected. The number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits rose last week. New claims rose by 11,000. That increase could reflect bitter cold and snow in a large part of the U.S. last week. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
First off, you robots are a great addition to the accounting department.
But
your auditing and risk assessment skills are excellent.
But
it's official. Robots have entered the world of accounting, and certified management accountants have mastered the 11 most critical practice areas in business, which means they'll be the ones calling the shots.
Forecasting, outstanding.
But
please stop oiling yourself up in the lunchroom.
I knew there was a but. There's always a but.
The CMA certification. You've got to earn it. Visit CMAcertification.org for details.
Check out the new BMW Champaign. It's not like the old Twin City. They have new on-site local ownership since 2013, along with a new state-of-the-art facility. With a Customer First Service Award winner for 2015, BMW Champaign does business your way. Yes, they have tons of cars. Yes, they'll get you what you want. Yes, they discount, deal, and even pick up and deliver. So stop in, ask for Ben, and give BMW of Champaign a look. BMW of Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy.
Dr. G's Brainwork. Marketplace Shopping Center in the Dick's Sporting Goods Wing, where brains of all ages come to play. A one-of-a-kind specialty store with a smart collection of hand-picked, expert-tested, certifiably fun ways to build better brains. Their store is designed for you to roll up your sleeves and get a little brainy while you play games, solve puzzles, try out gadgets to find the right games and activities for you and your favorite brains. Dr. G's promises you'll have fun, clear the mental cobwebs, and enjoy the cognitive benefits of playing with a smart purpose. Dr. G's Brain Works at Marketplace Mall, Champaign.
ESPN 93.5, Ryan Daily, general manager, a place called Pies the Limit, as in Paul, like pie. How are you, Ryan?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great, man. How are you?
Good, good.
How would you describe Pies the Limit?
It's a fast gourmet pizza option that gives you unlimited topping choices for a really affordable price.
Man, that was a great elevator speech, man. That was perfect. Yeah. All right, so I'm coming in, and of course I'm. Am I your best customer? I'm close.
You are my best customer.
I am really close because if we bring the fam in, the friends, we get like 10 of them. So
correct.
And
correct.
I have my frequent flyer card, which is really cool. Because after like the 10th or 12th pizza, I get one free. Woohoo! So
every 10 punches, you get a free pizza, right, or a pasta, so or a salad.
Here's the deal: $8.99. Is this a 12-inch pizza?
It's an 11-inch Neapolitan crust, so it's a thin, crispy crust pizza.
Okay, so you start out with that. Then I like the olive oil on there to get away from my sugars, so I'll do olive oil. And then it's like, how many trays am I picking from, Ryan? How many choices for toppings do I have?
You've got over 50-plus food item toppings plus another 12 to 15 in seasonings, but you can also kind of do a creation thing where you can mix sauces, you can do a half-and-half pizza, so if, you know, you come in with a couple and one person wants all veg and one person wants all meat, you can split it in half.
Everything is $8.99, everything.
$8.99. So the pizzas and the pastas are $8.99, and we do those, the pastas, in a nice skillet that starts off and goes in the oven. You have the same choices you do for the pizza, and the salads are $7.99. And they are unlimited choices, too. And actually, this month, we have $6.99 salads all month to celebrate the kickoff of the New Year.
So. I'm sorry. I didn't know you even had salads.
Wow.
Dang it.
Yes. Yeah.
So you said this month I can get a salad for $6.99?
$6.99 all month.
Oh, my goodness.
And you say, wait a minute. Hold on. I want to get this. So I get iceberg lettuce, blue cheese, tomatoes, olives. I mean, doesn't matter. Croutons.
Well, actually, we start you off with 6 ounces of chopped romaine, and then you can add spinach to it, plus you can add all the greens and all the vegetables you want, or you can add more meats and do another type of, you know, like an Italian type of antipasti kind of thing.
So Ryan Gailey at Pie's the Limit, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, have you ever looked at somebody and said, really, you have 50 toppings, really, you want them all, really?
You know, we do get it occasionally, but what I always tell them is it's not really going to turn out the way you think it's going to, but I'll be happy to give it a shot for you. So.
I mean, what's the most you can put on a pizza without just falling over?
I normally, for myself, I shoot with the 5 toppings or so to try to give myself some variety, but, I mean, I've seen a lot of people come up with some really nice vegetable pizzas that they, you know, add a lot of different flavors to, because you can do everything from sautéed mushrooms and onions, which we do in-house,
yeah.
Artichoke hearts, garlic, you know, I mean, there's a lot of things you can
do. Oh, I love
yeah.
all that.
$8.99, man. I don't understand the business model. Where did this start? Where are you on this? Is this a franchise?
No, actually, we have 2 more in Springfield, and this is our first shot in the Champaign. So we're hoping to have another store here opening at some point, and we're letting this go and just growing it. And I think we're getting a good response so far.
And gosh, Ryan, pizza. There's not much competition for that, is there? Ha ha.
It's a tough market. It's a tough market, but I think we've got a lot of loyal customers so far, and we're just going to keep growing it. So.
Okay, I'll see you soon, I'm sure.
I hope so.
All right, buddy. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, guys. Have a great morning.
Ryan Gailey, General Manager, Pie's the Limit, $8.99 everything. And I get the olive oil topping, then I do mozzarella extra, then I do mozzarella balls because I can't get enough mozzarella. And then I usually go, I'm pretty easy. I'll go with sausage, pepperoni, scramble a little ham in there. Then I'll go over here, and then you've got everything else you want, everything 50 plus the seasonings. So what do you want, pineapple? It got it all.
Yeah.
So then I put a little Asiago on there, a few green olives to kind of get that salty thing going. Yeah. And bam, you've got yourself a heck of an $8.99 deal. Now.
Are you doing the same thing every time? Does he see you coming and start preparing it?
Ryan's got some wonderful people, so he fixed my last one, but I've had a lot of different people.
Okay, gotcha.
So I'm quite not that regular.
Okay, gotcha.
Like every day, but we're doing that place at least weekly.
Well, and it's healthy, and especially a $6.99 salad here in the new year.
I
got to
be very honest. I didn't know about his pasta or salad because I'm so laser beam on that pizza.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, here's your deal, and I don't have very many left, but if you want to go to RadioRefunds.com, I've got these $10 gift cards for 5.
Wow.
I should probably make that 7.
For Pie's the Limit.
So if you go to RadioRefunds.com, you can pay through PayPal, and you can buy these gift cards. If you want to try for $5, you're welcome.
Maybe we can do that today, and then tomorrow you're up to 7 again. That's more reasonable.
After talking to him, I didn't realize you were 50, and I didn't realize pasta. I should make these 9.
Exactly.
But they're $10 gift cards. We'll sell them for 5, and I'm going to sell out of those, so good luck to you. RadioRefunds.com. And you got some other great deals in there as well.
Right there at the Crossing at Windsor and Dunkin'.
I think Papa Dell's was in that little place.
Right.
Wasn't that where they were?
Uh-huh.
It's across from Jupiter's.
Yeah.
It's next to some casino place.
Right.
there's
so many of those.
People coming out of these little slot things.
Wow.
And did you see the, now this is off the, it's totally a different direction, but I saw the stats for how much money's being plugged into these machines in Champaign. They got all the numbers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I didn't get in on that when it started.
They could come to me and say, Stevie J, you could own every machine in Champaign, and I would say no thank you.
Is that right?
I can't do that.
Okay.
I can't make money on your weakness.
So much for putting it in this building. I mean, we got some room upstairs.
I'm playing the slots.
Listen to the show.
I mean, you
can a few slots.
You could have, I mean, these places, after every... everybody. Some of these places are clearing $20,000 a month.
Wow.
That's clearing.
I don't even know. Do they have beverages in there?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
I can't. There's some things I just wouldn't be comfortable making a living on, and gambling is one of them,
right?
Because it's totally. And you always hear, well, those are the people that shouldn't be playing. You always hear that.
Yeah.
And it's true. The people that could afford to lose $100 aren't generally in there because they know the odds aren't very good.
But that next poll, they might win.
I know. All right, we'll be back. We got Fox News. We'll check in there. Tanya Jay, she's coming up. That's a Fox News ace radio reporter. We'll talk to her in the next half hour.
And a big thanks to Ryan Galea. Pie's the limit for enlightening us.
If you would like a Cardinal calendar, I want to give you a chance to win one before tomorrow's Cardinal Caravan. I have a stack left, but the stack is dwindling. Text in Cardinal, card, me, you, just something very quick right now for a Cardinal calendar. These are $15-$20. You can get them at cardinals.com.
Mm-hmm.
They're wonderful to put on your walls. We get these every year.
Yeah.
Have them at the house.
I love it.
If you would want a Cardinal calendar, Diane put one on my wall.
Okay.
All the games.
Oh, yeah, I did that.
359-2255, 359-2255, Cardinal calendar. Let's do 10. 10 Cardinal calendars for the next 10 in, 359-2255, free Cardinal calendar. Come out today, get it, take it to the caravan tomorrow, have it autographed.
Okay.
Cool. Have all our guys, including Paul DeYoung.
George, Pie's the Limit is at Windsor and Duncan at...
Village at the Crossing, yes. Windsor and Duncan.
Thank you.
359-2255. Cardinal calendars right now. Good luck.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. After a bipartisan meeting at the White House, members
Green of Street is back open in campus town in Hollywood.
Look, the program.
Hollywood Liquors has a huge selection of beer, wine, spirits, and convenience items.
Fox President Trump is standing firm.
The president has made very clear that DACA comes, and he talks about DACA come with the wall, an end to chain migration, an end to the visa lottery system.
President Trump has ordered DACA to end in March, although a federal judge has put that on hold, sending a signal to North Korea.
The Air Force saying it's deployed 3 B-2 stealth bombers capable of carrying nuclear weapons to Guam, the island that was the focus of tensions between the U.S. and North Korea a few months ago. It's one of the closest U.S. territories to Asia, and last year, North Korea threatened to fire missiles towards the island.
Fox's Simon Owen out of the gate on Wall Street today. Stocks are up. Fox News. We report. You decide.
With the U of I Community Credit Union.
Check out the new BMW Champaign. It's not like the old Twin City. They have new on-site local ownership since 2013, along with a new state-of-the-art facility. With a Customer First Service Award winner for 2015, BMW Champaign does business your way. Yes, they have tons of cars. Yes, they'll get you what you want. Yes, they discount, deal, and even pick up and deliver. So stop in, ask for Ben, and give BMW of Champaign a look. BMW of Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burr Wash in Savoy.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Dan Le Batard and Stu Gatz.
Nick Saban has done all the winning he's done without the quarterbacks wanting to be there. And now the quarterbacks are going to want to be there because look at what that kid got in a night. In a night. That freshman got the sport overnight, and Nick Saban delivered him that. And now Nick Saban, if he wants to stay there, he's going to get the quarterbacks, too.
This quarterback got Jalen Hurts. There are stories now that Jalen Hurts may transfer. He was the SEC Player of the Year.
Uh-huh. But now we're upgrading. That's the last position where the CEO, you've said he's had all the advantages. He gets all the players that he wants. He's the best coach. He gets to pay all the coaches whatever he wants. He's got these facilities that are better than everyone. He can get your kids to the pros better than anyone. You're going to be playing in big games all the time, better than anyone. And on top of that, now he's going to get the quarterback.
Not available in all states.
Hey, Carl, how is it you're always golfing? I thought you owned a business.
I own a Reese and Irby's robot franchise, Bob.
Robots? What do they do?
They serve 7 flavors of delicious frozen yogurt in just 60 seconds with a choice of 6 tasty toppings. I've got robots in malls, movie theaters, and hospitals, and the franchisor secured these locations for me.
Sounds so easy.
Yep, managing my robots is simple. Each takes about 2 hours of maintenance a week, leaving me plenty of time to practice my short game.
Oh, nice shot. Looks like I need to get some Reese and Irby's robots.
Easiest employees you'll ever have. Just go to frailfranchising.com. Reese and Irby's will supply everything you need. They even secure new high-traffic locations. Hey, where are you going?
To learn more about a Reese and Irby's franchise opportunity.
To learn more about your Reese and Irby's Froyo robot franchise opportunity, go now to froyofranchising.com and use promo code 8000. froyofranchising.com, promo code 8000. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 8000.
No matter the time of year, it can be tough to find the motivation to get back into shape. The Mettler Center in Champaign can help. They have a philosophy of whole life fitness, building your mind, body, and soul. With a wide variety of opportunities, group classes, personal training, nutritionist, weight loss programs, massage therapy, and more, the Mettler Center can formulate a fitness plan that's best for you. Stop in at the Mettler Center, 2906 Crossing Court at the corner of Windsor and Duncan in Champaign. For more information on whole life fitness, visit MettlerCenter.com.
You will flush now. You will. No. Oh, please flush. Please. No.
Clogged pipes. Damaged pipes. Pipes, period. We're your emergency and non-emergency go-to for underground solutions.
No matter the mess, the turmoil, or the time, Stevens Underground Solutions will be there when you need us. For all your sewer issues, call anytime 24-7. Stevens Underground Solutions, 202-3385. That's 202-3385.
Yeah, I want to make sure that toilet doesn't keep running. One of the football coaches that left our town, been years ago, left, and then apparently movers or whatever went to the bathroom, flushed the toilet, kept running, and the house was empty.
Oh, boy.
I think it was like days. Yeah.
How much is that water
I don't
bill?
Know, but the whole thing kept flooding out.
So. Oh, boy.
Man, I remember that story.
Serpro.
Yeah, that Serpro and Stevens Underground to fix it.
Exactly.
There you go. All right, 8:37 in Champaign. Jeremy Warner's got more on the game tonight with Austin. That'll be coming up.
By the way, James Doris in Champaign just won a calendar, and he wrapped up his conversation. Have a blessed day. That made me think of Ryan and his mom, Heather, who complimented our Christian FM 95.3 with me yesterday as I spoke to some of the eighth graders at the iHotel during the career conference.
We have a very, very loyal audience on our Christian FM. If you've not heard it, it's encouraging. It's uplifting. Christian FM 95.3, to me, to my ear, because I've lived through a lot in music, to my ear, it sounds like Top 40, except with lyrics that are Christian.
Yes.
And it's encouraging.
And boy, is that nice.
It is nice. You don't have to worry, oh, what did they say? What did they say that?
Right.
Those kinds of things. We're very leery of on our Q96 station, which is Top 40.
Yes.
But we don't play all those bad ones. I told the boys, you got to get those out.
Right.
So we don't want to do that. Christian FM is, if you've never heard it, I truly like listening to it. We do a lot of songs. There's not a lot of talking going on. We do a lot of music, and people seem to really like it. And Christian audiences are super loyal, and they'll tell you thank you. And they're going to businesses that they hear sponsored because they want to thank them.
That's right.
For supporting it. And they truly do it. It's amazing. Christian FM 95.3. I appreciate that. And you did talk to the career kids.
I did. But, again, Ryan was from White Heath. Monticello was the schools yesterday. And today, I know Unity is one of them, so I'll be doing my Go Rockets thing.
All right.
But it's important for the kids to know that whatever they're interested in now, if they like a hobby, they like doing something, start to follow that. Find out how you can turn this into a profession and make that your career so you just love going to work every day. I start out talking about when I was their age and how my mom was played the organ and sang in the choir for over 40 years at St. Pat's in Tolono, and how I just loved music, and I loved reading the Bible at church, and how that inspired me to gravitate towards the mic and be the person I am today.
There you go. Well, you do it every year. It's good of you to talk to these young folks and just share a little bit of insight. It's quite a time for workers and the evolution of all the social media and the ability to do so much at home. It is a changing workplace. The punch clock 8 to 5, forget about it. From the millennials, that's 18 to 35 years old, they need flexibility. They don't like that. I'm here. Here's my cuba. Oh, you got to give them room to move. But it's every generation is kind of different. Okay, so no Tanya J, yes. No.
So she had to deal with something else.
Gotcha. Breaking story.
Exactly. And that happens.
Yeah. I'm just checking some of my texts. So you can text in 359-2255. Love to hear from you.
I know earlier in the show we hit Hobby Co., and it's kind of personal for you with Janet being involved in the company.
Yeah, Jerry Holichek came to our house and was in a beautiful business suit on our floor holding a triplet. And Jerry got Janet to come to work for her as a Janet's a master's degree, five-point student, University of Illinois, four-point student, I guess now. University of Illinois in market research.
Right.
She knows how to find out what you're thinking and share that with the person making the widget. So market research is incredible. People don't put a gas station, people don't put a McDonald's, they don't put anything anywhere without knowing it will work first.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how do you know? You do it. You can figure it out with market research.
Mm-hmm.
And people, there's marketing research and there's market research. The market research tells you that if you invent this gizmo, people will buy it. It is fascinating. Businesses are, it can be very expensive to do market research because of the knowledge and the analysis, the report, all the things, and the contact people. But it'll tell you that people are trending toward a certain something, and you can be ahead of it in your marketing. You can probably get a market research study done that says, what do you think of XYZ? And they say, well, they're bad customer service. And then you take that and go, wait a minute, that's not true. That we work really, no, that's what the perception is, so it's true, deal with it. Then you say, okay, we're retraining. Our marketing thing will now say, we have retrained our customer service and we are the best now, rated highly upon all of our, and then people say, well, I guess I'll try that. But you didn't know that until you were given the specific information.
Uh-huh.
So Janet has done that work as market research manager for the last 26 years. And the hobby industry has just struggled.
Yeah.
It just has really been a fight, and they're wonderful people at Hobbyco.
I feel like I've been through one of her studies and talked about the packaging of a remote control vehicle.
Yep.
And my young son, Aiden, at 14, I said, you can put all the bells and whistles in different colors and, the way if you want to stick your finger in and try it kind of thing. But to me, it's the price tag. I'm always buying the most inexpensive thing, and unfortunately, a lot of times that's not the best thing because it falls apart inside the first three tries, but I remember her marketing research.
Well, she does focus groups, so that's what she's done. And,
right.
And again, Hobbyco filed for bankruptcy Chapter 11 protection, so they're going to keep people through this process, at least through part of the process, but they have said that layoffs can begin in April.
But one of the top 10 employers here in town, I think 331 or something.
Is that top 10? It could very well be. I think the University of Illinois, number one, at 22,000, 24,000.
And then the hospitals are up there.
And Carl, several thousand. I think Kraft is a thousand. Anyway, yeah, Hobbyco definitely top 10. So it's a hit, and there are such wonderful people that are very anxious this morning. And so we're sure sorry to hear all of this, and it hits us again because Janet's involvement and so many years, and Janet is so efficient. She gets her work skills are just off the chart. She can get more in 8 hours than I can get in a week.
She's pretty organized.
Well, she just gets so much done. She's focused. She's unbelievable. So anyway, we'll keep following that story. But yeah, that's Front Page News Gazette stuff. 8:44. We'll check your sports headlines coming up.
Something's coming up the plumbing, and you're really in a bind. It's creaking and it's leaking, and you're running out of time. You need a plumber right away, and there's only one to call. It doesn't really matter if your problem's large or small. Clark Plumbing and Heating is your expert for all. Call them today and say hooray, because Clark Plumbing and Heating always saves the day. Find out why customers always give Clark Plumbing 2 thumbs up. Clark Plumbing and Heating. 356-5356. That's 356-5356. Or clark-plumbing.com.
Diane Ducey here to tell you about Mobile Meter. When I'm playing taxi to my kiddos, I no longer have to worry about parking tickets and loose change. I downloaded the Mobile Meter app to ease my parking frustrations. You should download the Mobile Meter app today. It's available on iTunes, on your phone app store, or at mobilemeter.us.
Here's some good news. Dave Peters and his crew have moved to Urbana. That's right. The area's best techs are now at the Midas store on University. Midas quiets your muffler, makes brakes stop, and cushions your ride with shocks and struts. As a full-service Midas facility with experienced techs, count on Midas to fix it right. Just mention this ad to get $10 off your next oil change. Your Midas store new owner-manager Dave Peters has the team you want on your side. See them on West University Urbana for something to smile about.
Yeah, Midas Dave Peters. Midas Dave Peters. Midas Dave Peters. My mom had a quote for $1,500 for her car, and I said, let's go to Dave Peters. Dave fixed it for $262. You can trust that guy. He's really, really good. Dave Peters, Midas, and Urbana.
Here we go. ESPN 93.5. Four tip lines.
All righty. We have Illinois and Iowa. They're both looking for their first Big Ten win. Let's see. Iowa is 9-9 on the season, 0-5 in the Big Ten. We are 0-4 in the Big Ten and 10-7 on the season. I've heard that some of our guys were sick and that we're more healthy for today's game.
And don't get lulled to sleep that Iowa's 0-5, we're 0-4. Don't think they're bad.
Right.
They're not that bad. They're pretty good. They've got good people. This is going to be a good effort or we won't beat them. So it's big because if we don't win this thing, you look ahead and you go, man. It's going to be one of those, when will we win? Big Ten's hard. Nebraska got better. Rutgers obviously got better. It's just, there are no Patsies out there. Man.
So, 7 o'clock start. I was just looking on TV where that's at, and it says FS1.
Or Fox Sports 1.
Oh, okay, yep. Thank you for that.
Yep.
And,
famous, the Cardinals, I think, are Fox Sports 1.
Okay.
I think. Anyway, Fox Sports 1.
Nebraska beat the Illini women's basketball team yesterday, 80-72. Alex Wettinger, though, with 22 points. A great game from her. Big Ten boards yesterday. Number 4, Michigan State beat Rutgers in double overtime. 76-72 was the final. Northwestern over Minnesota, 83-80. On to the NBA, where the Bulls beat the Knicks, 122-119 in double overtime. Miami Heat over the Pacers, 114-106. On to the ice, Minnesota over the Blackhawks, 2-1. They're also trending in MLB action about all 30 teams opening up on the same day. It hasn't happened since 1968. Opening day is March 29.
I don't think in my lifetime baseball ever started March.
An earliest start.
Yeah, ever.
Maybe,
yeah,
ever?
I would believe that. Yep.
So, wow, we're at the end of March. So, Florida Marlins is who the Cubs will be taking on, and the New York Mets for the Cardinals. So, just take note of that.
I think both teams on the road. We're playing Shea, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
So, Josh Woods was an agent in Major League Baseball. Career Sports Entertainment is who he worked for. He was let go after we heard about him filming clients while they were in his home shower. I don't know why that would be going on, but anyway.
Just a pervert. I mean, you just, don't you wish...
Why don't you go to somebody's house and take a shower there?
Listen, why don't you...
anyway.
Why don't you just... If we could just have some sort of something... You know how you say, I wish I knew the true colors of XYZ? It'd be nice if you walked around and you actually wore your color, that your face would be whatever you are. And the better you are, the cleaner you look, and the fact that you're leaving, it'd be nice to show up.
Well, yeah.
Okay. It's the ultimate steroid mood ring. That's
Jason,
what I'm going to invent. Let's
was,
go.
Based in St. Louis, the player found the camera and confronted him, fired him, and reported him. So that's trending. Just getting the agenda from Austin with the Jeremy Werner show coming up. Stephen Bardot is on, and that's going to be awesome because he's one of the commentators tonight with Tim Brando on Fox Sports 1 and John
Bolton. Tim Brando and Stephen Bardo?
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, Stephen's going to be visiting about our Illini, and so is Paul Jones talking about the Illini and talking about Snyder Herd.
Who?
I don't know.
Okay. That's on the Jeremy Warner program. I'm sure it'll be great.
You can find out more after
that.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
We love it here at ESPN 93.5. And by the way, your phone is a radio, and we are streaming all the time, and that's a wonderful option. I've been getting good buzz about that as I'm out and about with speaking engagements.
We've added the ESPN programming streaming so people don't have to tune us out with me saying, I'm sorry we can't carry these broadcasts, but I got really tired of that.
Exactly.
Anyway, we now stream the whole time. The only thing I can't stream so far is going to be the baseball game, but everything else you hear, we can stream. So that means Diane's right. Your phone is your radio.
Uh-huh.
Very easy. All right, it's 8:50. We'll check your weather coming up.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. A 25-year-old boy seeing out from the train's window shouted, "Dad, look, the trees are going behind." Dad smiled, and a young couple sitting nearby looked at the 25-year-old's childish behavior with pity. Suddenly, he said again, "Dad, look, the clouds are running with us." The couple couldn't resist and said to the old man, "Why don't you take your son to a good doctor?" The old man smiled and said, "I did. And we were just coming from the hospital. My son was blind from birth, and he just got his eyes today." Every single person on the planet has a story. Don't judge people before you truly know them. The truth might surprise you. People are important to us at BPC and A&R Mechanical. Everybody in every business has a story, and we listen and treat you as family. For your heating, cooling, and plumbing needs, call A&R, and our team of professionals will work their magic for you as they have done for over 90 years.
Truly, I tell you, whatsoever you did for the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. Hi, this is Rob Dahlhaus, Executive Director of See You at Home. These powerful words from Matthew illustrate to us how important it is to show love and compassion to those in need. On Friday, February 2nd, 2018, during One Winter Night, you have the chance to partner with See You at Home and raise financial support for those most vulnerable. Visit seeyouathome.us to find out how you can get involved.
Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, has been locally owned and operated since 1998. It's kept its roots in the heart of campus down on the corner of 6th and Green for all Illini past, present, and future. Don't go to campus often. Shop at their store on the corner of Neal and Kirby or online at GameDaySpirit.com. Game Day Spirit's happy to offer you the widest selection of Illini merchandise. Whether you want an item with the new shield logo or a retired logo that's not available in stores, just shop at GameDaySpirit.com and check out the selection. Game Day is also extending their holiday shipping deal through the end of the month. Get flat rate shipping on all your orders. Shop now and save.
Here we go. ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Light rain, fog, breezy. Winds from the south at 22 miles per hour right now. We've got a high of 59 expected today. Things are switching out as we have this winter weather advisory from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. Low of 20 tonight. 50% chance of a blustery, wintry mix. Sunshine expected tomorrow with a high 26, low 14. Saturday's high 21 down to 5. 20 the high with sunshine on Sunday down to 15. Snow in the forecast coming into Martin Luther King's holiday on Monday. And on Tuesday, rather cold with a low around 2. Monday night's low at 3.
Yep.
So enjoy the mild conditions while they're lasting. And the temperature is currently at 56.
I didn't wear a coat today.
Right. I brought mine.
I got my Cardinal jacket
on. Right, and you should. Are you going to wear that again?
Yep, I'll be wearing it tomorrow, too. Yep, and maybe the next day.
Okay.
And maybe the next day.
Actually, someone had just texted in. As I recall, the Cubs open the last of March every year. Of summer, huh?
No, no. Oh, spring training games. Everything's always been April. I
thought it was some in March.
I've never heard of a regular season game in March. Maybe. Colleen Magnifico went to a game in March.
Right.
It's like, it was just like towards the end.
All right, so how about this? 30-31, this is 29. So I'm going to say the earliest start for Major League Baseball ever. And until Jeremy Warner, who's a real reporter, until he tells me differently, I'm going to say this is the earliest Major League Baseball start ever regular season. We'll see. But anyway, the Cubs open in Miami. I'm starting in left field for the Marlins. That's how bad they are. Lucky. Yeah. There won't be anybody at that game except Cub fans. What a good place to start.
Right.
You're going to play Triple-A Miami. You lucky dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And the Cardinals, of course, have to go to New York.
New York Mets.
Face the DeGruff guy, whatever, that long-haired. Yeah, he's a mess. He's so good. Anyway, Cardinals are going to sign somebody else. They're probably going to sign Bryant and Rizzo and Contreras and take all the Cub good players and just win. And then Jeremy Warner's White Sox are going to be a really bad team to play here in the next few years. They got so many top people, prospects.
For the White Sox.
For the White Sox. White Sox are going to be very, very good at baseball, but maybe not this year, but 19 and 20, watch out for the Chicago White Sox. Okay, we'll be at the Cardinal Caravan tomorrow.
Yes.
We'll replay Ricky Horton. If you missed that interview, we'll replay tomorrow.
Thanks to Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance. They got 400 autograph cards we hand out to the first 15 and under. One item in that autograph line, and then oftentimes they open it up for everybody else in the room.
See you tomorrow.
To stick around.
Hilton Garden Inn at noon, 11 is when the doors open.
That's right.
Buses rolling about
11:30. Looking forward to it.
All right, Diane Ducey, thank you.
Enjoy the day.
I'm Stevie J. Thank you for listening. The Jeremy Warner Program is next with Austin Berkland, Tan Carp later today. Have a great Thursday.
Credit products are made by WebBank. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restricted supplies. See website for details.
I was making great progress on building my savings, but then I get